Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His precious Word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and study along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of 1 John chapter number 1, and we're continuing our study on the subject dealing with sin in the life of a believer. I said earlier, the only thing that a sinner can do with his sin is be saved by the marvelous grace of God. And that will take care of the sins of the past of a sinner. Then after a person is saved by the grace of God, we still sin. There are none of us who are perfect, none of us who are totally sinless. And again, I emphasize, I'm not offering you a license to sin and a permission to do what you want to do. No, if you're saved by the grace of God, you've got a heart for God. You've got a hunger for righteousness and holiness. You don't want to live a life of sin if you're saved by the amazing grace of God. But in spite of our wanting to be right and do right, we live in a body that is sinful flesh. And we do sin. And we must learn how to deal with those sins, or those sins will destroy us and destroy our fellowship with the Lord. And so we spent the days thus far getting down to the text on how to deal with these sins that come into the life of the believer. But please allow me a few moments to review, and then we move right on in the study of the Word of God. We begin our study by looking at the explanation of the believer's sin. And I pointed out the four words and gave you their meaning. Sin means to miss the mark or to come short. The word iniquity means a violation of God's holy law. The word transgression means to step over with disregard to God's revealed will. And then the word wickedness means a vicious disposition with evil deeds. And so those four words describe sins that can come into the life of a believer. Then I gave you four definitions of sin from the New Testament. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 4, for sin is a transgression of the law. The Bible said in 1 John 5, 17, all unrighteousness is sin. The Bible said in Romans 14, 23, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And the Bible said in James 4, 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So here we have the explanation of the believer's sin. Then I pointed out to you the effect of the believer's sin. What effect does sin have in the life of the believer? And I pointed out to you very strongly yesterday that sin does not destroy the sonship nor the relationship, but it destroys the fellowship that we have with our Lord. And the reason being is this: our sonship is based upon a birth, but our fellowship is based upon behavior. You see, I'm not a Christian because of what I do. I am a Christian because I've been born into the family of God. My sonship is based upon my birth. My fellowship is based upon my behavior. My sonship is based upon Christ's finished work. But my fellowship is based upon my faithfulness in the walk and in the work of the Lord. Our sonship is based upon Christ's righteousness, but our fellowship is based upon our own righteousness. And I could spend a lot of time there, but I hope you understand the effect is not on sonship, but upon fellowship. But I want to deal now with the thought of the escape from the believer's sin. How do I get rid of my sin as a Christian? What do I do when I recognize I have sinned before God? Well, again, I emphasize, the believer cannot be saved the second time. You cannot be born physically twice because you cannot ever be unborn. And you cannot be born spiritually twice because you can never be unborn spiritually. Regardless of what I might do, I am a son of my father and my mother, not based upon my behavior, but upon a birth that took place many years ago. I'm a child of God, not because of what I've done, what I'm doing, or what I'm going to do, but because of a birth that took place many years ago. Oh, if you could get a hold of that truth, what a blessing it is to know that you can rest with assurance in the grace of God, confident, as the Bible said in Philippians 1:6, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. But preacher, I've sinned. What am I going to do? How can I deal with that? Well, let me say to you, in order to deal with this sin properly, we must first understand two ways that believers deal with sin. One of them is the wrong way. One of them is the right way. Let me put it this way. First of all, there is a human way of dealing with sin. That does not matter how rich or how poor you might be. It does not matter how much education and culture you might have or how little you've got. Every one of us have a human way of dealing with our sin. And it's all the same way. Very simple, yet very true. You say, preacher, what is the human way of dealing with sin? Well, I give you two words. Number one, the first is we deny it. Second, we cover it. Now, that's very simple, but it's yet very profound in the reality of our dealing with sin. Even as a very small child, mother would say, did you do that? And of course, we denied it. She said, did you do that? No, mother. And then if we got outside and we did something wrong and we knew we were in trouble, we automatically tried to cover it up. Well, that carries over into the Christian life. If you're not careful, your first human response is when you sin against God, you either deny that it is sin or you deny that you did it. So denial is one of the human ways of trying to deal with sin. And then just cover it up. Don't let it be seen. Try to put it out of human sight. What we don't realize is our condemnation because of sin is not placed upon us because of what man sees, but of what God sees. But it's just our human nature to try to cover our sin or to deny our sin. Now, look at the text verses in 1 John chapter number 1. Verse number 5, the Bible said, this then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Now, having made that statement, God realized the depravity of the human flesh. So he deals with the issue in verse number 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. God is simply saying, it does not matter how much you deny you're wrong and how much you try to cover up you're wrong. If you are walking in darkness, you do not have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in verse number 8, the Bible gives us this saying that man would say, if we say that we have no sin. Now, to me, it seems rather foolish to think that any sensible person would make such a statement. But yet, there's a number of them who say they have no sin. But God said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. You see, there is that state of denying that we are a sinner and that we have sin in our life. In verse number 10, there is covering up of the sin. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So the human way of dealing with sin is deny it or cover it up. There's the human way. What is the heavenly way of dealing with our sin? You find that in verse number 9. If we confess our sin, let me just stop a moment and deal with that word confess. There is a difference in the word confess and the word profess. The word confess simply means that we admit it. It means to acknowledge it. It means to agree with God that God said this is sin, and so we agree it's sin. We admit our wrong. We acknowledge our wrong. Then God said if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse number 18, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with a sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." So here we find God gives us the right way of dealing with sin. He said, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord." Well, when you come to God in His Word and reason with God, you find these three things happen in the deliverance of the believer from his sin. First of all, in 1 John 1:9, there is the believer's confession. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't miss this statement I'm about to make. In verse number 9, when we confess our sins, they move from the we level to the He level. They move from our accountability and our responsibility to Christ's responsibility and His accountability. Notice not only there's the believer's confession, but down in verse number 1 and 2, there is the believer's counselor. The Bible said the last part of verse number 1, "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sin also of the whole world." So there is the believer's confession, chapter 1, verse 9. There is the believer's counselor in chapter number 2, verse 1 and 2. And then there's the believer's cleansing in chapter 1, verse number 7. "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin." So there's the believer's confession, there is our blessed counselor, and there's the blood cleansing that takes care of sins in the life of the believer. Again, I do want to emphasize, God does not excuse our sin. God does not ignore our sin. And God does not overlook our sin. But God forgives our sin through the propitiation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, to deal with our sin correctly, we do not cover them, but we confess them to the Lord. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.